You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Greetings, everybody. We're continuing on with the Bible study on the Sabbath and how it was illegally, unlawfully, and without authorization from God changed from Saturday to Sunday by man. Let's take a look at a quote from the Lutheran denomination, because there's lots of them. There's lots of quotes. I've gone through many from Catholics to Protestants, but here's what the Lutherans say about this subject. The festival of Sunday, like all other festivals, was always only a human ordinance. That's a quote from, see here, that is Augustus Neander, History of the Christian Religion and Church, Volume 1, page 186. The festival of Sunday, in other words, going to church on Sunday, worshiping on Sunday, like all other festivals, was always only a human ordinance. In other words, it was a man-made tradition that the pagans kept, and they say, oh, we go to church on Sunday because Jesus was resurrected on Sunday. Sorry, but all the way back to the flood and probably beyond that, Sunday, the venerable day of the sun, was worshipped by the evil pagans. Sunday morning, sunrise services, as the sun rose in the sky in the east, they would look towards the east and worship the sun, the elements, the S-U-N, not the S-O-N, and thousands of years before Jesus was ever born. Now, it's got nothing to do with worshiping Jesus. So that was from the Lutherans. Let's take a look at what the Methodists say. Many believe that Christ changed the Sabbath, but from his own words in Matthew 5:17-19, that's where he says, do not think that I come to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but fulfill. For heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or one tittle will pass from the law. So Jesus said, don't think that I come to abolish the law, because I didn't. And what do people think? Somehow Jesus changed the law. But then the quote goes on and says, we see that he came for no such purpose. Those who believe that Jesus changed the Sabbath base it only on a supposition. That's a quote from Amos Bynoe, The Theological Compendium, page 180 and 181. An admission that Jesus did not change the Sabbath from Sunday, or from Saturday to Sunday. It's just a theory, a tradition, something that men believe that is not true. They say we see that he came for no such purpose. It's very clear. All of these denominations admit that there's no basis for keeping Sunday as holy somehow. Keeping Sunday, they call it, well, the Lord's Day. It is, Jesus said he's Lord of the Sabbath. If there is a Lord's Day, it's Saturday, not Sunday. It's very clear. So why do you believe the lie? Why do you do it? Why do you sin? Repent and quit. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.